You decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. If it was a business or a car or a relationship or a transformation in your body, if there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life. It was once a dream, it was once a goal, and now it's in your life.
Because I know how hard I've played every day. I know how much I'm willing to bleed for my goals. So this is not about emotional austerity. This is not about grinding yourself into the dirt. First of all, it's doing something you love so that as you're grinding and going that hard, it's something that you just want to do. On the other side, because you're going that hard, that you just don't have the guilt that most people have when you take time off.
Honor the struggle. Like so many people bemoan the hardship and they hate it. And I would say, you know, anything you apply hate to quickly dies. You got a dream and you're hating the process, you apply hate to the process, the dream's gonna die. You know, be very careful of what you put hate or things to. And most people do that with hardship. And I've always seen hardship as like, I'm gonna honor this process. I'm gonna honor that this is difficult because that is precisely what's needed.
But most people have strategies available, or they could get them, or you could create them. But the problem is you got a story. And your story is why it isn't working. And the story is, I've tried what? Everything. If you tried everything, you'd be fit. There's always a story. And what I tell people is, you know, if you can just divorce the story of your limitation and marry the truth of your unlimited capacity, then the whole game changes.
Deep and lasting fulfillment. The thing that as a human makes us feel good. The thing that we're all secret deep down, no matter what you tell people you're chasing, the thing you're actually chasing is fulfillment. You want to feel good about who you are. You want to feel good about your contributions. You want to feel good about meaning and purpose in your life. So those are the things ultimately that people are chasing. They think that money is going to give that to them and that they're wrong.
No limit, people. Are human beings who take what they are and accept it. And don't tell themselves that somehow they're deficient because of anything about themselves. It's this idea of taking your life in your own hands and being the kind of person that you choose to be and understanding that everything that comes your way is an opportunity, is a blessing. And it wasn't until I learned how to celebrate virtually everything that came my way that I was able to transcend it.
Does the decision that you're about to make expand you, expand your future, or expand the possibilities of your life? If the answer is yes, then the decision is yes, no matter how terrifying it is.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check them out at betterhelp.com/dailymotivations. The best way to think about therapy is through a bunch of analogies. We get our cars tuned up to prevent bigger issues down the road. You saw this one coming. We get annual checkups and go to the gym to maintain physical wellness and prevent injury and disease. We do chores regularly, some of us, to avoid a giant mess of a house and roaches. Going to therapy is like all of these. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. Going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Daily Motivations listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/dailymotivations. That's BETTERHELP.com/dailymotivations. It's in the show, no below.
Have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. One of the central principles of my life is that no one knows enough to be a pessimist about anything. And that each and every one of us, when we close our mind to what is possible for us or what is possible for humanity, closes off the genius that resides and lives in each and every one of us.
Truth is, life will never be joyous unless you bring the joy. I really feel like that. So many people are waiting to have happiness, and they're waiting to, like, well, maybe when my boss loosens up, I'll loosen up, or, you know, when she's vulnerable, I'll be vulnerable, or it's like we're waiting for something. I'm like, it's not, your life will never be what it is going to be unless you bring that thing.
Shakespeare noted, there is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. There's nothing good or bad, right? There's just stimulus, and then there's response. People think that it is objectively a certain way. So now, because they think it is an objectively a certain way, they feel they are supposed to react based on those emotions that are getting kicked up in their mind. What I'm saying is absolutely not. Those emotions may not serve you. They're certainly not aimed at moving you towards your goal. Their job is to keep you alive, plain and simple. So that's not necessarily very helpful in a modern context. So if you want to always be moving towards your goal, you want to be optimized, you've got to learn to get control of your emotions. You've got to learn to understand and tell yourself a narrative that isn't predicated on necessarily identifying what is objectively true, because I don't think that we experience the world that way. It's identifying what's going to work to get me to my goal.
And if you don't find something that you love what you do, don't bother. Because if you don't have a passion for what you do and you love, it gets old. Okay, well, if you're not passionate about what you do in life, it gets old, and then it becomes work. And as soon as it becomes work, you're finished.
So this progress that we're creating in the search for ubiquity of happiness, for the utopia of this place that we will arrive at, this tropical place called happiness, is the biggest lie of it all. So the truth of our existence is that there is nothing truly on the outside that can ever, ever fill us up.
A lot of you feel stuck because you're waiting for some kind of external force to either push you and pressure you to change and to be great and to be amazing, or you're waiting for somebody to give you permission. More than likely, no one's coming. The only kind of force that will truly create change in your life is you, the internal kind of force. I hate to say it, but for those of you that feel really, really stuck, and you keep thinking that somebody's got to pick me, it's ridiculous. This is external versus internal force.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.